Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 732 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, here's today's question from Z.
Hi, Pat. My name is Z, and I'm a couple weeks away from the launch of my new podcast called The Art of Manufacturing, which is at artofmfg.com. I've been interviewing some fascinating entrepreneurs taking risks and reimagining how things are made and sold. Some are well-known, but most are so far undiscovered, and it's meant mostly to be inspirational, but I end up with 3 takeaways from each discussion. I need your advice on episode titles. First, I notice you always start with episode numbers, which I like for some reason, but I worry that they take up precious characters at the start of the name. So I'm wondering, what are the pros and cons of using them at the beginning or maybe at the end of the titles? Also, what should I keep in mind as I craft the titles? Obviously, I want them to be compelling and easy to keep track of. And I think the 3 most useful pieces of information are the name of the guest, who they are, their company or claim to fame, if necessary, and a short teaser about what the listener might learn. So, Pat, what information should come first? Should I worry about consistency across episodes? And I'm wondering if I can go back and change the titles later if I change my mind. Thanks so much for your help.
Hey, Z, thanks so much for the question. Congrats on the new podcast. Hope it's going well so far since this is recorded a little bit after when your show came out. But it sounds awesome. I think it's a great topic, and I love that you're interviewing people who are kind of not well-known. I think those are the episodes that have always worked best for me for my other show, Smart Passive Income. Okay, so let's talk about the titles to your podcast episodes. First of all, the episode number. Should they be included? I included them in my show for both Ask Pat and also for Smart Passive Income because I wanted it to be easy for myself and for others to keep track. The one thing that the numbers do is it helps you remember which episodes that you like or if you want to reference an episode. For example, for Smart Passive Income, episode 78, that's my first episode with Clay Collins. Or 51, that was my favorite one with Tim Ferriss that I did. Or episode 122 with Shane and Jocelyn Sams, which was one of my most popular episodes. Those are very easy for me to share. And instead of having to share a link, I can just mention the episode number and people can go into iTunes and find them. That makes it really easy to do. And all I have to do is say episode 122. And that's it, as opposed to, you know, that one episode with Shane and Jocelyn Sams. It's kind of, you know, it was on May 25th, 2014. So, you know, if you go back and you look at the dates, that's when you'll be able to check it out. It's a lot more difficult. Now, you're right. It does take up some space in the title. And there's a lot of debate about this. I know a few people who are very against using numbers because it's just kind of wasted space. But I don't feel it's wasted because for me, I'm building a relationship with my audience. I want to create memorable episodes and I want those numbers to be very significant, just like how episode 732 is your episode, Z, for Ask Pat. And that kind of gives it some solidarity, I think, instead of just, oh, you know, the episode with that woman, Z, who asked that question about the thing. And so episode numbers, I feel, are very important, and that's my stance. But if you feel like having room for more things, three extra characters or, you know, whatever, then that's up to you. But it's your show, and guess what? You can always change the titles later. So that was to your last question. Yes, you can always change the titles later. For me, if I had to do it all over again, I probably would remove the SPI and just put 122 colon and then the name of the episode, for example, just to save a little bit more room. But, you know, I like that it's there, and yeah, so that's no biggie. Now, they would be even more important, I think, to have that acronym in there if I was, for example, I had different types of episodes. So if I had a Q&A Friday, it would be QA episode, whatever, and then normal episode would be SPI. So if you have different kinds of episodes, but all in the same feed, all in the same show, then it might be useful to add a little bit more of a marker in front of the episode title where you're sharing the name of the person and maybe a keyword or some relevant topic, and then also the website name that they have. You know, all that stuff's really important. The most important thing is you just want it to be useful, and you want it to be something humans will read. I think that's where a lot of people who hear, oh, you got to put the keywords in the title, they get mixed up because then they start keyword stuffing, meaning they just put keyword after keyword and it doesn't even sound right anymore because they know that, well, you put the keywords in there, then you have a chance of being found both in Google and on iTunes, which is true. But if you are found in the search results and people read the title and it just doesn't make sense, well, they're not going to click through anyway. So what I want you to do is keep it natural, and it doesn't have to follow a strict kind of order every single time, but it's your show, Z. It's your show. That's the cool thing about podcasting. There are absolutely no rules. You can do whatever you want, and if you want to be different and do something completely out of left field, go ahead and do that. But if you want to have a structure so it's easier for you and or whoever's editing your show, just to make it easy, you can do that as well. I feel that there should be some sort of keyword in addition to the person's name and the website. I have seen shows before where it's just literally the person's name, colon or dash, and then the website, and that's it. And to me, that just sounds kind of like you weren't even trying. You know, I think it's useful information, but you want to start to treat these things like blog post titles where not only are they rich in keywords, but they make sense to a human being and would make a person want to click and listen through. So, for example, I'm looking at my, let's go to episode 78 right now. So that's smartpassiveincome.com/session78. The title to that one is, if my internet catches up here, that is Rapid Audience Building for Accelerated Hypergrowth, Landing Pages and Conversion Optimization. So that one doesn't even mention the guest name. He's obviously mentioned in the intro in the audio. But you can include the guest name if you want. Again, Z, it's totally up to you. It's your show, and I hope that helps you out. And yes, you can always change it later. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Z. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And again, good luck on your podcast. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Liz Strauss. She says, "No matter the stress, the unkindness, the joy, the boredom, the hurry, one look at the sky and life again has perspective and meaning." In other words, you know, sometimes you got to slow down. It's crazy every day, right? But we live in this amazing world. Look outside. And hopefully it's not raining or storming right now. But even if it is, it's awesome. We're so fortunate to be living in this world at this time. And I just hope you take that in for a moment and get motivation to keep crushing it as you do. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.